Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 27, which is the book of Ezekiel. And for the objectives, upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Ezekiel, identify to whom the book of Ezekiel was written. You're going to be able to state the purpose for the book of Ezekiel, write the key verse of the book of Ezekiel from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Ezekiel. The author was Ezekiel, and it was written to Judah. And Ezekiel warned of the coming captivity, then prophesied to the captives after it occurred. And your key verse is going to be found in chapter 22, verse 30. The life and ministry principle are that the Lord orders historical events so that the nations will know that He is God. And the main character is Ezekiel. Now for the outline. In part one, we have the prophecies before the siege of Jerusalem, chapters 1 through 24. 6 years before the destruction of Jerusalem, Ezekiel began his prophecies of warnings to Judah. The prophet's call and commission were in chapter 1, starting at verse 1, and that's in Roman numeral 1, and then point A, the vision, chapter 1, verse 1, B, the call, chapter 2, verse 1. Then Roman numeral number 2, we have the prophecies against Judah and Jerusalem, starting in chapter 4, and then point A, we have the destruction predicted in chapter 4, verse 1, point number 1, by signs and symbol, chapter 4, verse 1, and point number 2, by prophecies, chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Then we have point B, Jerusalem's sin and punishment, starting at chapter 8, verse 1. Point number 1, vision of sin, chapter 8, verse 1. And number 2, punishment, chapter 9, verse 1. And then C, we have necessity of punishment, chapter 12, verse 1. And D, the last warning before the fall, chapter 20, verse 1. Next we go into part 2, which are the prophecies during the siege of Jerusalem, and that's in chapter 25 through 32. So these prophecies were directed to Judah's enemies. So Roman numeral number 1, we have the prophecies against the surrounding nations, starting in chapter 25, verse 1. A was against Ammon, that's 25, verse 1. B, against Moab, 25, verse 8. C, against Edom, 25, verse 12. D, against Philistia, chapter 25, verse 15. E, against Tyre, that's 26, verse 1. F, against Sidon, that's 28, verse 20. And G, against Egypt, chapter 29, verse 1. Next, we go into part 3, which are the prophecies after the siege of Jerusalem, chapters 33 through 48. These prophecies concern the restoration of Judah. So point number 1, we have the events preceding the establishment of the kingdom. And that's in chapter 33, verse 1. Point A, the wicked are purged, 33, verse 1. B, false shepherds give way to the true shepherd, chapter 34, verse 1. C, the restoration of the land, chapter 36, verse 1. D, restoration of the people, chapter 36, verse 16. E, judgment of Israel's enemies, chapter 28, verse 1. And F, the restored nation, chapter 39, verse 25. Roman numeral number 2, we have the millennial kingdom. That's chapter 40, verse 1. And point A, the temple is chapter 40, verse 1. B, worship, chapter 44, verse 1. And the land, chapter 47, verse 1. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-tests and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.